Hey everyone, and welcome back for another deep dive. You know how much we love digging into these fascinating health topics.
Absolutely. It's always such a rewarding experience to unpack these complex issues and really break them down for our listeners.
Right. And today we're tackling a disease that often gets kind of pushed aside as a problem of the past. Tuberculosis, or TB, as most people know it.
It's true. You don't hear as much about TB these days. But as we'll see from our source material, it's still a major player on the global health stage.
For sure. We're looking at this really informative piece from the Health Service Navigator website called 10 TB Facts. It was just published this month in October 2024.
And it's packed with insights that highlight why TB is anything but irrelevant in this day and age.
Seriously. Like right off the bat, I was blown away to learn that TB is still one of the top 10 causes of death worldwide. 1.5 million deaths every year. That's a huge number, especially when you think about all the advancements we've made in medicine.
It's a stark reminder that progress isn't always evenly distributed. We've made incredible strides, but access to those advancements isn't universal. TB often takes root in areas grappling with things like poverty, overcrowding, limited healthcare resources. It's a complex interplay of factors, but those societal issues play a big part.
It really highlights the disparities in global health, doesn't it? And it makes understanding the disease even more important. So let's dive into that. What are we talking about when we talk about TB symptoms? The source gets into some specifics, and I gotta say, some of them sound eerily familiar to just a common cold.
You're hitting on a really important point there. Those seemingly innocent symptoms can be deceptive. A persistent cough, fever, weight loss. These are things many people experience, and that's where the danger lies. They might brush it off as nothing serious, but if left untreated, TB can have some pretty dire consequences.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. It's not just a matter of a cough here or a sniffle there.
Exactly. And it can even spread beyond the lungs to other organs, which is when things get really serious. That's what we call extrapulmonary TB.
Extrapulmonary TB. So that's different from regular TB. Or is it more like a complication?
You've got it. It's a complication where the TB bacteria decide to set up shop in other parts of the body instead of just the lungs. We could be talking lymph nodes, bones, even the brain. That's why recognizing the different types of TB is so important, because the treatment approach can be totally different too. It all starts with getting the right diagnosis.
Okay, so we've got these different types of TB and some symptoms that could easily fly under the radar. Makes you wonder how many people might be out there with TB and not even realize it.
Oh, absolutely. Millions of people around the world have what we call latent TB. They carry the bacteria but don't show any symptoms and can't transmit the disease. It's a tricky situation.
It's like a ticking time bomb.
In a way, yes. Certain factors can activate that latent TB, turning it into active disease. That's why understanding the risk factors is so crucial. They can really make all the difference.
Right. Like being in close contact with someone who has active TB or having a weakened immune system.
Yeah.
Those are some of the big ones, right?
Exactly. And we can't forget about travel either. Visiting areas where TB is more common can definitely increase your risk of exposure. But I don't want to paint a picture of doom and gloom here. It's all about being informed and taking the necessary precautions. Knowledge is power, as they say.
So let's say someone suspects they might have been exposed.
Yeah.
What happens then? How is TB actually diagnosed?
Well, it usually starts with a chat with your doctor. They'll ask about your medical history, any recent travel, potential exposures, things like that. And then they might recommend some tests.
A chest x-ray. Probably right. That seems like the go-to for anything lung-related.
You're right. A chest x-ray is often the first step, especially if you're having respiratory symptoms. It gives doctors a visual of what's happening in the lungs. And this is important. A normal x-ray doesn't necessarily rule out TB. It can be sneaky.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So how do they catch those trickier cases?
That's where the really cool stuff comes in. There's this test called a NAAT. It stands for Nucleic Acid Amplification Test. And it's a game changer in TB diagnosis.
NAAT. Okay, That sounds incredibly futuristic.
It kind of is. What makes NAAT so amazing is that it doesn't just tell us if the TB bacteria is present. It can actually identify the specific strain and whether it's resistant to certain drugs. It's like getting a detailed fingerprint of the infection.
Wow. So they can tailor the treatment based on that information.
Precisely. That level of precision is what makes all the difference. So once a diagnosis is confirmed, the treatment plan usually involves a course of antibiotics.
Antibiotics? That sounds pretty standard. Is there a catch?
The catch is that sticking to the treatment regimen is absolutely crucial. We're talking strict adherence, No skipping doses, no cutting corners.
Because otherwise the bacteria could become resistant to the drugs.
Exactly. And that's a whole other ballgame. Treating drug-resistant TB is much more challenging. So to ensure people are taking their medication as prescribed, there's something called directly observed therapy, or DOT.
DOT. I read about that in the article. It sounds pretty intense, like someone literally watches you take your pills.
That's the gist of it. It might seem a bit much, but DOT plays a vital role in TB treatment success. Having a healthcare worker or trained observer there helps patients stay on track. It's all about accountability.
So it's like having a medication buddy, making sure those TB bacteria don't stand a chance. It's really about ensuring the best possible outcome for the patient in the end. It's amazing how something as simple as taking your meds right can make such a difference in fighting this thing. And speaking of fighting TB, the article also mentions the BCG vaccine as a way to prevent it. I remember getting that when I was a kid.
Right. The BCG vaccine is super important, especially for kids in parts of the world where TB is really common. It does a pretty good job protecting against those really serious forms of TB that kids can get.
It's like a little shot that can make a world of difference.
Yeah.
But prevention goes beyond just vaccines, right?
Absolutely. It's about having a bunch of different strategies working together. Early diagnosis and treatment are key. We want to stop TB in its tracks and keep it from spreading.
It's like that contact tracing thing everyone was talking about during the pandemic. Find out who's been exposed and try to stay ahead of it.
Exactly. When someone tests positive for TB, public health folks get to work figuring out who else might be at risk. It helps protect the whole community.
It's a reminder that TB isn't just an individual's problem. It's something we need to tackle together.
And that brings us back to those societal factors we talked about before. Poverty, limited access to healthcare, all of those things create a breeding ground for TB.
It's like a puzzle. You need all the pieces to see the full picture.
Mm.
We're talking about individual health, but also societal factors.
I couldn't have said it better myself. We need a multi-pronged approach, you know, bringing together medical breakthroughs with social change. And of course, we can't forget about fighting for health equity.
Well, this deep dive has been seriously eye-opening. It's amazing how much we don't know about a disease that most people think is a thing of the past.
Right. It just goes to show that knowledge is power. The more we understand about TB, the better equipped we are to protect ourselves, our loved ones, our communities.
For sure. So as we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away from all of this?
That TB is not a blast from the past. It's a here and now challenge that deserves our attention, our understanding, and our action. By staying informed and pushing for better access to healthcare and resources, we can all help create a future where TB is no longer a global threat.
Couldn't agree more. And on that note, we'll leave our listeners with a final thought. Think about how individual choices and bigger societal issues intersect when it comes to global health challenges like TB. How do we bridge that gap and make the world a healthier place for everyone?
That's the million-dollar question, and it's something we need to keep talking about and working towards.
Thanks for joining us on this journey of discovery, everyone. Until next time, stay curious.